This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another section of Sanity right here with the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there, a whole bunch of stuff you need to be involved with, you need to be engaged. You know, today has been a crazy day in the news, all kinds of stuff happening. And I got to tell you, you know what, and watching what's going on, some of you I know have said to me, you're petrified. And I jumped right into it, didn't I? You're petrified of our government. And I wouldn't be petrified of our government, so to speak. I would be petrified of the people running the government, which is not the same. And when I say that, you look at the last election and think about who won and by how many. And I'm talking about an 18. Look at what we handed to. Do we get off our butts? Oh, here we go. I don't mean to do this to you. Did we get off our butts and actually work? Did we get off our butts and actually do something? Were you out there cranking away? Are you holding your leadership responsible? Because I know in my own party here in California, they're not going to like it, but I hold them responsible for the losses that we took. Why do they help? Why do they push? Why do they get in bed with the National Republican Party when they don't do anything for us here in California? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I'm going to talk about that more later on. What I really want to get to is this one. This one, to me, should have been obvious. Apparently, the Boy Scouts may have to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, for those of you who don't know what that is. They've been taking the nose. Well, they're off their high. When I say that, you know, I don't mean that in a bad way. They had their highest amount of membership back in the late 70s, early 80s. And have taken, steadily taking, and gotten even worse, a nosedive over the years. And now among many, many, many scandals of sexual impropriety, you know, whatever you want to call it, any way you call it, you're trusting these people as your little boys, and they're not worthy. Now, according to the newspaper, the filing of the bankruptcy would halt many of the lawsuits that the organization is facing about inappropriate conduct by employees. Now, there was a statement released on Wednesday in anticipation of the news reports that will talk about BSA's financial position. The Boy Scouts said that there was no immediate decisions on whether to file or not. We're working with experts to explore all options available to ensure that the local and national programs of the Boy Scouts of America continues. Well, see, really, just hand it over. The Mormon Church took over a big part of this, or started a separate organization altogether. And they did it the right way. So let them take it over. Seriously. We have an important duty and an incredible opportunity to focus as an organization on keeping children safe. Hey, well, I guess you failed miserably over the last few years. I mean, it's really funny how they, and there are other organizations, the same thing, talk about keeping our kids safe, working hard to make sure our kids have safe and secure places to go study and do things. I mean, year after year after year, they failed them, and then we as parents keep sending them there, and they keep apologizing for failing them. Who are the idiots? Just asking. The statement acknowledged legal costs related to lawsuits against the Boy Scouts of America. Said we believe the victims. We believe in fairly compensating them. We have paid for unlimited counseling by providers of their choice, regardless of the amount of time that has passed since the instances of abuse. I don't know if you know this, but you know they I think what was it last year was over $7.1 or $7.5 million in legal fees. Are you with me? $7.5 million, not legal fees, you know, some kid tripped and got hurt or they weren't watched properly during a camp out. No, no, this was all for inappropriate touching, all for inappropriate sexual advances on children, your children and mine. You used to be able to trust the Boy Scouts. Now, I'm not saying they're all like that, so don't take that the wrong way. Right? I'm sure there are many little Boy Scout packs and groups that are... Is it the Cub Scout packs? Boy Scout, whatever? Yeah, okay. I'll get it right eventually. Yeah. So maybe it's more of a reason for you to step up and watch over your kids. More of a reason for you to get involved in what's going on with your children. Right? What do you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of your favorites is going to join us after the break. Corey Duncan will be with us. And Corey, you know, I love when he's on because there's no filter. We get right to business. No game playing. And we're going to talk, you know, his emphasis, our emphasis, is going to be on education. What the education system is doing for you and me and whoever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know who you want me to have on the show, what you want me to discuss, topics you're interested in. By the way, before we go to break, boo-hoo. The White House canceled the media Christmas party, and they're all upset. They're losing their minds over it. Apparently, they want a free lunch with the guy they can't stand. They want a free lunch with the guy that won't shake his hand. I love it. I think it's hilarious. Don't you love President Trump? I'll be back in a few minutes with Corey Duncan. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Those on the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part, and I do mean it, to be part of the conversation, and I do appreciate the time. I know I don't always say it, but I do mean it, and I always appreciate the time that you spend with us, again, on the air, and in the chat room, and texting it. And send me an email to joe at... Go ahead. I'll wait for your old folks to write it down. joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know, let me know. Put a capital TRS, by the way, in the subject line. So I know it's not somebody trying to sell me something. It's actually people that have, you want me to talk about a topic or do something like that. So I really do appreciate it. Anyway, the guy that you all been waiting for, he deserves a proper introduction, though. studio now, as we speak it, is Mr. Corey Duncan. Always a pleasure to have him, you know. And I play that because, think about it. You know, I mean, he has those calm moments. Right? And it's nothing for me to give him a little poke. Right? And he jumps right all over it again, doesn't he? Don't you? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Mr. Duncan, how are you doing tonight?
Always a pleasure to appear, and I want to thank you and Tammy for graciously for having me come on. But we had to do something about your promos, because your promos are horrible. I just wanted to tell you that, because you should not have me come on. You can think of something better, can't you?
For you? Yeah, sure. Okay, let me get right on that. Give me about a month or two.
Thank you. I'll
get
it worked out.
There you go. Anyway.
I appreciate that.
So listen, a couple of general items I want to run by you before we actually get into it. The journalists across the country are in mourning tonight because President Trump canceled their White House Christmas party. Apparently, their free dinner, they were looking forward to their free dinner this year in the White House. Why would they be upset? If you hate somebody, would you eat dinner with somebody you hated?
It all depends on how hungry I was, whether I had a death wish or not. So, no, but you know, that's what that all about. They want their free dinner, what they got for 8 years with Bizarro, the crooked president. They're a bunch of mooches to begin with anyway. Why don't they go across the street, go down about two blocks, turn on Pennsylvania 7th, and then go right there to it's a little store that's inside where the Navy Museum is, right there on 7th in Pennsylvania.
I thought you were going to send them to Church's Chicken or something like that. I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
Now that's really racist. You need to stop, because that would mean, you know, that would mean they would have to get a slice of watermelon with it.
I was just, you know, who's the lady we see on TV? Oh, Popeye's Chicken. I'm sorry, not Church's. Popeye's Chicken. You know, for $3.99, it's a whole meal. They can afford that. Anyhow, it's almost free.
Only the first of the month.
Really?
You forgot. Do you want me to sing you the song?
It's the
first of the month. Well, you know.
Okay.
No, that's the people that like to. That's the people that like to spend real taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People that actually have worked and not living off of someone else, or at age 35 still living in their mom's basement or something like that.
And these are the same people that scream about him having too much ice cream, at dinner, and yet they all want to come over for dinner for free. Isn't that wonderful? Anyhow.
That's what you get. That's what you get when you get a bunch of libs together. They think it's some of the most wackiest and stupidest things.
Oh, I know.
You know, so it is what it is.
Campus, Boy Scouts. Boy Scouts of America may be forced to or may have to file for bankruptcy because of all the lawsuits against them, number one. They've had a major downturn in membership with the young boys. And now because of, lots and lots of unwanted sexual advances to the young kids, They've paid out over $7 million last year in legal fees, and they expect to spend more this year. They're looking possibly at bankruptcy. You could see this coming for years, couldn't you, with the way they're going? Be nice. We're on radio. This is not a podcast.
I had to make sure I choose my words properly. Fun and games and shenanigans. I'm just at a loss of words about certain things. You know, I don't know. I'll let you comment on that one.
Well, here's the thing I want to say to you, though. But it's kind of like, and I know I don't want to get any parents mad, but I always look at, if you read the paper, if you go on that interweb thing to check out all kinds of other stuff, go on there and check out what's going on with the Boy Scouts or what have you. If you're a parent of somebody and you drop your kids off at a Boy Scout event, you can no longer today just take it for granted that everything's going to be wonderful and hunky-dory and, you know, no problems, no issues. You know, I say to parents all the time, check out where you're dropping your kids off, right? I mean, you've got to be able to trust the people.
Well, see, that's the thing. you know, we've got away from, you know, you can't really do that these days because you got all these parasites and predators that's around. So you kind of have a situation where you have to be very, I used the word earlier during our conversation, paranoid. But you got to be very vigilant and cautious about who you take your children around. Because not only that, it's what comes out of their mouth and what they're teaching them. So
yeah,
you have to be extremely careful.
No, I agree with you. I think that, again, as parents in today's world, look, at the worst thing you had to worry about back in the 70s when a kid was riding a bike around the block all the time is whether or not he had flip-flops or shoes on so he wouldn't hurt himself when he fell off the bike. Today, you really got to keep an eye on your kids, where they're going, what they're doing. Check out what's going on at their school and what have you, because you just don't know what they're going to be up against. It's crazy.
Exactly. We had that same discussion earlier about that, and, you know, you have to be involved in your kids' lives.
Oh, yeah.
not just to talk about, you know, the apples and oranges or the birds and the bees, but you have to also, because the world we live in now, they're so sinister. You have so many people that you know, they have this face on, but really they're this person. So you have to be real careful, you know, even in adulthood, to just be careful about the people that you associate yourself with. How about I say that?
Well, before we go to break, I'm going to leave you this, because I know this is going to make some people's heads pop. Now, you know, the new Attorney General for New York has said that she is going to investigate every aspect of Donald Trump and family and associates' lives. And now Trump's inaugural committee is under criminal investigation. Don't you love it? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Corey and I got a lot more to talk about after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government
government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. Really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Please answer the question.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game,
I got a Nikon camera.
All right, no singing.
Color TV.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yes, everybody in this room is American-made. Maybe from originally from foreign soil. I don't know. My mom only spoke Italian when she got pregnant, I think. Or very little. I know she's going to love to hear that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. This is the TMI segment of the show, anyhow. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week.
Enlighten
us on what's going on for real in the world. And Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Always a pleasure to appear. Thank you. God bless you and Tammy for allowing me to appear every week. Big hugs and kisses from me and Anna. And I want to say hello to everyone in our Facebook chat room also that always has such nice and wonderful things to say. I think our name is Dora. Always it gives a good Marine hello. Hoorah. Back to you. And, you know, not everyone dislikes me, so I'm good with it.
How did you get away with that? You're making me feel bad over here. So I know you kind of know about this stuff. I know you're not totally into it, but I don't know if you heard that the judge who tried the Flynn case, he wants to see the FBI's 302 form, okay? And he believes it's been altered. Now, the 302 form, for those of you who don't know, is what the FBI agent who does the investigation or the interrogation or the questioning, what he fills out, or she, afterward. And it has their notes and questions that they asked and what the responses were, whether the agent feels that the person was lying to them or not. Right? Key there. So anyhow, this judge is going to look at this, and again, he thinks that they might be altered. So we'll see how far that goes and what happens, but I mean, these guys are out of control, and I'm not trying to get you in trouble, but you have to agree with what we've heard, even if half of it is true. This has got to scare the average person. This means that the Department of Justice can pretty much do what it wants to and get away with it.
Yeah, them and a couple other agencies, I can tell you particularly, even to them and maybe some other people in the IRS, Look, the thing of it is when you have this kind of power, and you have this kind of power that a lot of these agencies have, and some of the power is unlimited power. So, you have to know how to wield it. But a lot of the power that's given to a lot of the directors and deputy chiefs of these agencies and everything is sinister. Some of the things they do. It's sinister because of the politics. The person, it may not be sinister, but
right.
the actions that's done by the person are more or less a lot of the time political, and it's done by people that's of a political, party, like the Democrats and liberals. You don't get that from a lot of the conservatives. I've never encountered conservatives that have been of that nature or any of the intelligence apparatus of this country that has been treasonous or anything that does not go by the law. They may not like what they have to do, but we all have a job we have to do. I don't think they put a lot of politics in it. I can't speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself. I try to make the clearest judgment that I can make. I ask the good Lord every day to help me make the right decisions, based upon the facts and the information that I have in front of me. So, I never base it upon politics or whatever. I get up this morning and I hate the family dog and love the family cat. That's not how you perform a professional job of that nature, because you're dealing with not only a lot of big decisions and a lot of a lot of money and hardware. You're dealing with people's lives. So, yeah.
Well, some of the specifics is the 302 report wasn't written until 7 months after they grabbed General Flynn and interrogated him for a couple of days. It was written on August 22nd. It's also written after Rosenstein wrote his August 2nd memo. I mean, anybody just looking at this stuff from a basic standpoint should be asking all kinds of questions. Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, he told Congress that the two agents who interviewed Flynn didn't detect no deception whatsoever. And what are they looking at? They're looking at bringing him up or sentencing him for lying to the FBI as well. So this is got to make, and I only bring this up and beat this up because it's. You people need to understand what you're up against, what you're fighting for. And you don't have, the government has all the money. They have all the power, so to speak. So if we don't start voting the right people in, if we don't start truly cleaning up, if we don't start truly getting President Trump the support that he needs, this could be you or me, right? Easily.
Well, see, the thing of it is that we're so worried about other things and trying, me and you spoke about this a little earlier and during a conversation, and I told you, I firmly believe, even at my age, that I want to waste my breath on something I can actually change. I don't feel that it is for me to waste my energy chasing phantoms and chasing people that I know that are untouchable. I'm not about to do that. That's why, I do with me and Anna and the Grassroots Conservative Association group do what we do, because we got tired of people chasing phantoms, just talking. You get a lot of people do a lot of talking, but they don't walk how they talk. And that's why you'll never be able to solve a lot of these problems and issues, is because, you got a lot of people that sit up and pump their fists behind a laptop. But if you was to ask them to come out or to take and do something about something, then you can't get them to do anything. So, it's about putting up and shutting up. I mean, putting up and, it for the other people to shut up, because, that's why we are where we are, because, no one does anything. Everyone just talks. They're not doing anything. So, that separates the men from the boys, if you, and you know.
Well, You have to say the human from the human, right? Because you must be politically correct, right? I'm just asking.
Yeah, because you were. Yeah, because you know I'm not. So anyway, let's move on.
yes, dear. Oh God, no! It's in California. I don't know if you knew this. We've talked about this, but really haven't hit on it too hard. The California now has no exit exam to graduate from high school. Now, in the early days, when I went to school, they wanted to know where you were at so they could help you. They wanted to know where you were at so they could teach you more or help you understand. It seems that we've come into a time in this country where when it's too hard for the kids, we don't encourage them to try harder. We just lower the bar. And I know you and I've talked about this for a long time, but conservatives need to step up. You have stepped up. I always love hearing your stories. But you actually and have seen, and God stirred your heart, that we need schools, we need education facilities to teach these kids properly about government, how government really is broken up, how it's supposed to work, and what our history truly is, right? I mean, you just got this burning. Why?
Well, see, the thing of it is that you have that before you can move forward, you have to learn from your past. And you can't learn from your past. You know, a lot of us, we things happen, and we sit up and we cry the blues and whine about things. And the thing of it is the fact that you have to learn from mistakes so you cannot make the same mistakes. One big mistake we've made in this country is we've gotten more about each other's race instead of teaching what American history is. American history, it doesn't matter whether you want to say George Washington owned slaves or this, or, you know, where people always come up with these crazy stories or whatever they were. But the thing of it is let's deal with the facts. Let's not make up something that causes to be something that has to deal with race. We're all Americans at the end of the day, and we're all God's children. So, instead of sitting up trying to make everything about race.
Yep. No, I agree with you. I think you're right. I want to talk a little bit about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
That's perfect. That song, that intro is so apropos, you don't even know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Ballroom Blitz. Was that Barroom Blitz or Ballroom Blitz?
I don't know what that song is.
You don't know? Oh, that's right. You were just 6 years old when that hit, weren't you? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let's bring him on because I have so much fun when he's on with me. I've got Corey Duncan that joins us every week to kind of give us a light into the reality of life and what's going on in our government. Always a pleasure to have him with me. Yeah. Well, it's true. Right? I mean, you tell me. You enlighten us on a regular basis.
Sophia. Thank you. Yeah, well, I try to enlighten you because I actually work for him. So, you know, I'm not one of these people that, you know, has never been in the military, never done anything, but yet they know everything.
Oh, listen.
I love it. Because they watched a couple YouTube videos and they're okay, all right, whatever. I could call a couple of them out.
They see the movie.
My gracious. Oh, yeah, and I want to say a big hello to the Utah chapter and the Texas chapter and also the Chantilly chapter of the Grassroots Conservative Association group. Thank you for tuning in tonight. And it's always a pleasure to have the different side of politics where we are definitely dedicated to the preservation of the young Americans and the education of them.
You know, Corey, you and I, we've had some really, really heavy talks around education, and I know you're doing a lot. And you've actually done or are doing some of the things that I've been telling people forever to do, whether you can afford to do your own thing or if you're a conservative and you love God and you love country, why aren't you teaching those kind of things? And people need to step up and do those kind of things. What I really find interesting, though, is the inner city communities, I don't care if it's a black community, Hispanic community, whatever, and you know who runs the inner city. And those schools, no matter how much money you throw at them, those schools do poorly. And in Washington, D.C., which I know you're familiar with that place, before ex-President Oblamo got there, the education system was, what was her name? Michelle, I can't think of her last name. Michelle Rhee, I think was her name. And she brought in vouchers. She brought in charter schools. And all of a sudden, the public schools had to get their act together. But these kids were doing great all of a sudden. Education was doing better. These kids were learning more. Government comes in and says, we can't have that. That makes the public schools look bad. And threw her out after, I think a mayor was elected there, a Democrat mayor who couldn't stand her, removed her. And now they're I got to keep it clean, but they're terrible again. I'll leave it that way. So the state of education is terrible. It's really bad in the inner city. They don't have any alternatives, or do they?
Well, see, the thing of it is that, you know, and I want to say this to a lot of people that are, some email me, some I hear through other people, contacts and colleagues. The Grassroots Conservative Association group schools are prep schools. They're not charter schools. It's a private entity, the Grassroots Conservative Association group, that is not fed any money through the government or through anyone else. We're a private entity, and we take care of our own. We do our own. So we're not sponsored by nobody. We're not the mouthpiece for another person. It is our finances and our hard work and everything else. And the Almighty God that helps us get this done. The thing of it is that you have that. We are blessed now with a situation, and I know me and you have talked in depth about this earlier. But we as a group of people that has gotten tired of the same old thing that you get. When you get people that just go to school and they just learn a certain curriculum, and then that's it. And then when they get out, they don't know anything about the Constitution or nothing. That's why my beautiful wife, Anna, teaches Constitution 101 every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in. Or go to www.conservativegen.com. That's when you can learn about everything that's going on and the wonderful schools that we have. That there's one in particular, River Oaks, and our school in Utah and Minneapolis. They are just top notch, and you need to go to our website and check that out because it's the talk of the town. And the thing of it is that we're not looking for a pat on our back. We're not looking for a ticker tape parade. But you have people like myself, Joe, Tammy, Anna. The list goes on and on, that actually care and actually mean what we say when we say that we're about young Americans. Young America, and I hope a lot of them are listening, and especially their moms and dads, is that these schools are set up, and our trade schools are set up to take and make a bridge from this part to this part. That's why we're going to have our Christian conservative colleges starting in 2025, maybe sooner than that. But the thing of it is that we have a 20-year goal, and we have a lot of projects. So we got things that we haven't even talked about to anyone yet or whatever. And we're going to keep it like that, close to the vest, because we know we have a lot of haters. We have a lot of people that, you know, they always got something bad to say about what we're doing instead of getting on board. You don't have to like me. Like what we're doing. Don't worry about me. And so, because you don't, you're not my wife, and you don't pay any bills in my house, so don't worry about me worry about what we're doing. And also, at every chapter, December the 20th, we're giving away our annual Christmas Toys for Tots. We're giving away coats, turkeys, and everything else. And another plan out there that I know a lot of my colleagues from work is listening to and tuned in to all of our military people that were soldiers that's coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. There's also something on the books for, and I'm quite sure that it's been talked about through certain channels about what we're about to do for all of our wounded warriors that's coming back. We get ready to hook up with the Wounded Warrior Program, and I got something special for that coming the first of the year for all of our returning veterans and everything, because we cannot forget what they have been through and what they, you know, the sacrifice that they made going to war.
But, you know, you got these young kids, you see them on campuses all the time, and you see what they're arguing about, and, you know, America's a terrible country. You and I have talked about this before. America's a terrible country. You know, we're oppressive. We're this, that, and the other thing. Now, you've been overseas. So, you know, it's easy to say, look, when in most cases, I realize not in every case because some people are just uneducated and don't get it, but in most cases, when the locals see that the Americans are in town, when the locals see that the Americans are keeping it safe, or, you know, their true peacekeeping being there, do you see fear and intrepidation in these people, or do you see a genuine relaxation because they feel like they're safe?
Well, everything is about perception. Approach people in a certain way, respectful, and to let them know that they're not there to be occupiers, then you should, generally you don't have any problems. And when you come there with the iron fist or the Russian bear, then that's what, you know, you don't want to leave by fear. You want to leave by respect, as my beautiful wife said the other day, that you don't want to leave by that. And I also believe that also, that you don't want to have people to fear you, to like you. Right. Also, you don't want people to like you because you tell lies or trash or slander people. You want to hear the truth. And, you know, that's why I say a lot of people say, what is the truth? And when you tell the truth about people, or you tell the truth about the situation, then it's like, oh, you know, yeah, you know, if we could get away from the pettiness or whatever and stuff, and start understanding what we really need to be dealing with and what we really need to be taking care of, that we won't have the problems that we have. And that's exactly what one of the major problems is that we need to all grow up and start understanding that these kids come first. That's what the problem is. We need to worry about them and worry about their education and learning American history. And once again, putting God, family, country, and education first. Instead of worrying about locking Hillary up.
There's no swearing on my show. You can't use words like God or Jesus or anything like that. You know, they shut me down.
Well, I don't say happy holidays. I say Merry Christmas.
Amen.
So if you don't like Merry Christmas. So guess what? You can, you know where you can go, you know what kind of jump you can take with that, because guess what? They're the four essentials that's going to get you where you need to go. But I want everyone to take and go to our page, to our website, real website. And so, not like some people, you know, with a fake website. But anyway, www.conservativegen.com. www.conservativegen.com.
We'll post it all up to, you know, I'll tell you real quick before we go off here. Timmy will tell you, I go to the mailbox around Christmas time, and I walk over and I open the envelope. So if you're sending us email, Christmas cards, if they're happy holiday cards or seasoned greetings, because I only use seasoning in my food, they go in the trash. If you want to send me a Christmas card, send me a Christmas card. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Corey. We'll be back. Hollywood mega producer wants to punish lawmakers who support traditional marriage. We're not going to have it. We'll be back in a few minutes.